UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Heart disease is the nation's leading cause of death and a major cause of disability. Heart disease can be congenital or acquired during a lifetime of factors such as damaging diet, lack of exercise, and the presence of stress. In women, heart disease symptoms can be dramatically different than they are in men. My guest today is Dr. Sarah Pereira. She's a cardiac surgeon at UAB Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pereira. Explain a little bit about heart disease in women and sort of the evolution of what we're now learning about women and heart disease.
Thanks for having me, Melanie. Heart disease in women is a very broad topic, but what is very important is that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women over age 20.
Wow, so that's a big statement over the age of 20. So when we're looking at heart disease itself, when you are talking to other physicians, what do you tell them to be on the lookout for clinical presentation? You're a cardiac surgeon, so you're dealing with once it's diagnosed. But before that fact, what are we looking for?
What impresses me the most about women and heart disease is that women never present with the typical chest pain that you hear that men with heart attacks present with. And less than 50% of women actually report having chest pain with a heart attack. And less than 50% of women actually reported in a recent national survey by the Heart Association that they would call 911 if they thought they were having a heart attack.
So what are some of the standard treatments? We're going to talk first line of defense, and then we'll get into some of the surgical treatments for heart disease. So what happens first if a woman is diagnosed?
Women typically have unusual or atypical symptoms for heart disease where they think they have indigestion or heartburn. Sometimes they admit to having abdominal pain or neck pain. And many times women will just present with fatigue or frequent naps. So the first really important fact would be to identify women that are high risk for heart disease so that we could more quickly diagnose them. So the risk factors for heart disease would be any female who has untreated high blood pressure or a blood pressure greater than 140 over 90, any woman that has a history of a stroke or any lack of circulation in the legs, anyone that's diabetic, or anyone that smokes. And also, there's a very strong association with abdominal aneurysms and heart disease. So any woman that has any of those risks would be very important to do a stress test or diagnostic study sooner than later.
So how important is early diagnosis to being crucial to improve outcome prediction? If you can find it early, then you can start treating some of these symptoms. Can it be reversed?
Heart disease is absolutely treatable and reversible, and we know that the sooner that a patient gets to the hospital with a heart attack, meaning if we can open up a blocked vessel within 90 minutes, the survival is much higher. So the sooner that we can even screen patients or do appropriate diagnostic tests, the better the survival and curable status of the heart attack.
What surgical procedures are available to women with heart disease?
Well, women have all the same options that men do. Depending on the anatomy of the coronary arteries would depend on what we would offer. So there are three main coronary arteries on the heart. And if there's a blockage in one of the three in a patient that presents with a heart attack, that would always be treated in the catheterization lab by the cardiologists with percutaneous intervention and a stent, and ideally within 90 minutes of presentation. If a patient has broader blockages involving two or three of the main coronary arteries, we would offer bypass surgery. So really, there's an immediate treatment and then a long-term treatment depending on the anatomy involved.
And what about after the fact? What can this patient be doing if they've had to undergo cardiac bypass or they've needed a valve replaced or a stent in place? Then what is life like for them afterwards? And what should their follow-up care with their physician be like?
Well, we recommend lifelong follow-up to any patient that's had a heart attack or any intervention. So patients definitely need to take their medications. We see all the time where a patient will stop their aspirin or Plavix, both of which are blood thinners that we use in patients who have strokes, or, who have stents or surgery. And with many of the stents these days, they must take their medication for 1 year without any interruption. So the first most important would be to take their medication, and the next would get follow-up to control the risk factors that we can control. So we need to keep an eye on blood pressure, cholesterol. Patients with diabetic patients need to control their sugars very tightly. Smoking is definitely bad for patients with coronary artery disease. And then the other risk factors that we can prevent would be exercise and our diet, which are very important for lifelong survival and prevention of secondary plaques and damage to the vessels.
And what about other sort of adjuvant therapies like aspirin? Because we hear about that in the media, Dr. Pereira, and women don't know if they should take it. And some doctors seem hesitant to say, yes, you know what, after the age of 50, why don't you start taking a baby aspirin every day?
A baby aspirin is definitely one of the medications most proven through all the years that will decrease a patient's lifelong risk of coronary artery disease and stroke. So the most recent Heart Association update in 2011 recommends aspirin to patients greater than 65 years old with risk factors or a history of heart disease. Truly, I think if patients have a strong family history or previous heart disease without any ulcer disease or contraindications to aspirin, I think a baby aspirin a day is the most useful medication that has really ever been invented for heart disease and stroke prevention.
So in summary, doctor, tell other physicians what you'd like them to know about recognizing heart disease in women and when you feel it's very important for them to refer to a specialist.
Heart disease in women is, I think, often a very missed diagnosis early on because women do not present with typical symptoms. Also, stress tests in women are often falsely negative, and we see that very frequently in females. So I think that my number one advice is to trust your instinct. If you have a woman that has high risk factors for heart disease with diabetes, family history, or a smoker, to refer that patient earlier than later for a cardiac catheterization or to a cardiologist, because we often see women being diagnosed very late when we can't necessarily, quote, cure, quote, their disease as early as men. So I often, you know, say trust your instinct, and if you think that a female has coronary blockages, send them over sooner because we can often fix them sooner before there's any damage to the heart muscle.
And tell us about your team. Why is UAB so great to work with?
UAB is a fantastic, large medical center with a team camaraderie. We have a great valve program with surgeons, interventional cardiologists, and cardiologists. And it's a very fun, collegial place to work with complex patients and a great learning environment.
Thank you so much, doctor, for being with us today. And a community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.